Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today's snow, mainly after 2 p.m., patchy blowing snow after 3, high near 32 degrees, wind chill values as low as 13 below, windy with a south wind 17 to 22 miles an hour, becoming west 25 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear, with a low around 1 below. Wind chill values as low as 20 below. Windy with a northwest wind 25 to 30 miles an hour, decreasing to 20 after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour. Saturday sunny with a high near 17, wind chill values as low as 19 below, northwest wind 7 to 13 becoming south in the afternoon, winds could gust as high as 22 miles per hour. Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 15, breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. And in the news for today, access to unemployment benefits, Medicaid, and other government safety net programs would be restricted under a package of Republican-backed bills that passed the Assembly on Thursday. Republican legislators argue the measures will encourage people to rejoin the workforce at a time when businesses need them, but Democrats say they're insulting to working families and ignore the root causes of unemployment. That, according to a report today from WPR Online News. The bills proposed will likely be vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Among the biggest proposed changes is one that could cut off someone's unemployment benefits depending on the state of the economy. Normally, someone who loses their job can receive up to 26 weeks of unemployment in the state. Under the plan by State Representative Alex Dahlman, a Republican from Green Lake, the number of weeks of unemployment benefits would go down when the unemployment rate is low, like it is now. Another proposal passed Thursday would cut off Medicaid or BadgerCare to adults without kids if they turn down an offer to work more or turn down an increase in pay. Some BadgerCare recipients are reluctant to increase their hours out of fear they'll lose their current health plan and be unable to afford similar health insurance on the private market. The plan would not apply to caregivers for dependents who are elderly or disabled. It also added a measure requiring able-bodied adults without children who are seeking food share benefits to search for work and get tested for drugs. The workforce plans that passed the Assembly Thursday have yet to pass the state Senate. As stated, some information for this report came with permission from WPR Online News. In other legislative action, on Thursday, the state Assembly voted 59-35 along party lines to pass a bill limiting a governor's emergency powers. Under AB 912, the governor would be prohibited from declaring businesses as essential or non-essential in emergencies. That means that any order affecting businesses would have to apply to all of them equally. Early on in the pandemic, Governor Evers issued a stay-at-home order requiring non-essential businesses to close. Republicans argued that certain businesses should not be prioritized over others and that the governor's actions hurt small businesses. Information for this report came from West Politics. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.